friends. Welcome to Quiet on Purpose. I'm Heather Lawrence, and you're listening to episode number 77. This podcast is all about learning to sit quietly in the presence of God and our own soul. We're here to gently pursue the practice of listening to God, to what He might want to reveal to us about our souls, and the invitation He might be extending to us in light of what we see. We want to lean in, listen closely, and then respond to Him, knowing that the One who loves us will also take gentle care of us as we trust and follow Him. My hope is that these few minutes together today might be a sweet time of pause in our often hurried and noisy lives. In the last episode, I introduced a spiritual practice for praying in the body. And as promised, today's episode is a related spiritual practice on honoring the body in which we live out all of life, including our spirituality. Today's spiritual practice is rooted in the earliest writings of Scripture, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make human beings in our image to be like us." This is the word of the Lord. It is absolutely true and given to us in love. Thanks be to God. God created humans in His own image. This truth ought to excite us and inform not only the way we treat other humans, but also the way we treat our own selves. In her book, Honoring the Body, Meditations on a Christian Practice, Stephanie Paulsell says, "The Christian practice of honoring the body is born of the confidence that our bodies are made in the image of God's own goodness. As the place where His divine presence dwells, our bodies are worthy of care and blessing." My friends, in this lifetime, we cannot escape our own bodies. All of life in this world must be lived in the body we've been given. Our bodies are a gift from God. As Psalm 139 says, we were knit together in our mother's womb. If we desire to do good and useful and lasting and beautiful things in this life, those things can only be done as long as we have a body. Therefore, it only makes sense to honor and care for the body we've been given. I love the way Ruth Haley Barton explains, "The spiritual discipline of honoring the body helps us find our way between the excesses of a culture that glorifies and objectifies the body and the excesses of Christian tradition that have often denigrated and ignored the body. I want to find my way between the two excesses to a place of seeing my body the way God sees it, honoring it as the vessel He gave me in which to do the work He's calling me to do. I want to live life in a way that acknowledges that I cannot separate myself from the body I've been given. And in fact, if I pay attention to what my body is saying, I might also recognize that God's Spirit is speaking to me through it." What an exciting thought. Some of the ways that we can honor God by honoring our body include exercising and eating right, resting when we're tired, paying attention to activities that invigorate us and those that drain us, and then watching for ways to incorporate more of the one and guard ourselves from too much of the other, and particularly by inviting God to speak to us through our body, then quietly listening for His response. So today, as we begin our time of purposeful quiet, I invite you, take a moment, get your body comfortable, close your eyes if you can safely do so, and pay attention to your breathing. Paying attention to our breathing is one of the simplest ways of getting in touch with our body. Notice if your breathing is shallow and take time to breathe deeply. Allow your breathing to release any tension you're holding in your back and your shoulders. allow yourself to relax into your space as a physical expression of your trust in God. As we enter into this time of quiet, here's my prayer for each one of us. Lord God, we confess that we often ignore and even despise our bodies. And yet Scripture tells us that as part of humanity, we bear the image of God in our bodies. Scripture also tells us that you knit each one of us together in our mother's wombs. And practically speaking, no good thing that we might do in this life can be accomplished without a body. Therefore, it only makes sense that we honor and care for the bodies you've given us. Please forgive us for the ways that we're prone to mistreat them, and help us learn to honor them appropriately so that we might honor you completely. Amen. Now, gently turn your attention to your body and invite God to speak to you through it. First of all, just think about what happens inside of you when you consider the idea of honoring your body or meeting God in your body. Does this idea excite you? Does it scare you? Perhaps confuse you or intimidate you? Just sit with whatever you're feeling for a moment and don't try to judge it. Next, consider what is the condition of your body these days. Have you been caring for it consistently by eating right, sleeping and resting enough, exercising, attending to medical issues or concerns? Or have you been ignoring it or even abusing it in some way? Sit with your awareness and talk to God about what comes to mind. Listen for His response. Listen to see if there's anything you've been keeping outside your conscious awareness. Anything He might be calling you to do now as an act of honoring your body as His dwelling place. Ask Him to show you one practical way you can grow in the area of honoring Him by honoring your body as made in His image and as the dwelling place of His Spirit. Then respond to His leading. Father God, We recognize our tendency both to indulge our bodies in unhealthy excesses and to ignore and mistreat our bodies in a variety of ways. We tend to forget that they've been made in your image and serve as your dwelling place and as the vessel you've given us to accomplish your purposes for us in this life. We recognize that our culture and potentially our upbringing have not served us well in being able to see our bodies as honorable. Therefore, we ask that your Spirit would reveal to each one of us how we can grow in our understanding and to have a right view of our bodies that will inform our daily lives and activities. Thank you, God, that as we seek you and listen for you, you will be faithful to direct our steps each day. By your grace, please help us to do just that. In Jesus' name, amen. Once again, I am honored that you would choose to spend some of your precious time with me here. Thank you. I've included today's spiritual practice in written form in today's show notes, along with links to both Stephanie Paul Sells and Ruth Haley Barton's books that I refer to in this episode. Please check them out. Well, I hope you'll join me again next time for another episode, and that along the way, we'll both learn what it looks like and how we benefit when we're quiet on purpose. Until then, take a few minutes, take a deep breath, get quiet on purpose, and enjoy God's presence with you, my friends. He loves you so much.